Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, boys, if you haven't heard, and boys and girls listening, we're going.
You want Clint Sterling right there.
Well, I was talking to you two, and then I realized.
All right, boys.
Other people might be listening to this conversation. So it could be boys
and
girls.
Can you imagine if Lopez tried to talk like Clint?
Look here, Chief.
All right, boys.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
That is true.
We are going to New Orleans.
Well, we're going to Super Bowl Radio Row.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But.
By the way, shout out to the people that are sending us out to Radio Row. Mm-hmm. Fly by Yingling.
Oh, yeah.
Low T Center.
Mokarem Law Firm.
Mokarem Law Firm.
We keep it 100.
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
So.
And Exclusive Furniture having that hot seat for us.
It struck me. I finally know what to do with the Reggie Helmet money.
Mm. Ah, yes. The money that I get for my faux pas on air.
Yeah. Let's take that money. Let's go to a casino. Harrah's or wherever.
Bet all on black?
In New Orleans. Well, let's let the listeners decide, red or black.
Okay. Mm.
And then whatever that, if we lose, well, no harm, no foul. If we win, then we double the money and we give it to, we still need to figure out a charity.
We still need to figure out, because I was like, I'm pretty sure I said that we were going to give that
maybe
to charity.
Maybe National Federation of the Blind.
That is, yeah, that's a possibility.
In honor of the referees taking that game from the Texans. They're swinging that game toward the Chiefs. So y'all in?
I'm going to leave that up to the people.
Red or black?
Because I don't know. It feels a little indecent to me personally to take money that has been set earmarked for charity and being like, but let me gamble it real
but
quick.
But see, my thing is if we lose the money, then nobody get anything.
Well, it's just been sitting there for several months anyway.
Which I'm proud of everybody at the station for not taking it.
Though. Yeah.
Good for y'all.
I'm proud just of been said we can double the money and give it to National Federation of the Blind or another charity we decide on. Boom, there you go.
Okay.
Are you in? I'm talking about the guys in the room now. Are you in?
I am still undecided. I'm going to be completely honest.
Figgy?
I'm in.
Okay.
All
right.
Why not, right?
Because, again, we can lose the money. This is why I'm not a gambler, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that, I feel like you are one of two people. Mm-hmm. You're the person that goes, ooh, look at how much money I could win.
Yeah.
You are a gambler.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, you're like, whew, but what if I lose?
We might lose that money.
I am not a gambler. That's why that happens.
In the words of the great Adam Spillane, it's not my money.
That's right. Someone on the YouTube said Lopez is going to lose that money. You see it.
See what happened was.
That's right.
You see it. Somebody said always bet black. Okay. So it seems like they're pro this situation. And we'll follow up more on that. By the way, in talking about the end of season war, we mentioned best performance, and somebody else brought up Derek Stingley versus Miami.
Oh boy, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man, he was a menace for them folks.
Man, he killed.
Yeah, no, keep sending those in as well. I asked you guys to send in like a million things, and I'm trying to I will make sure that I keep validating that by actually reading those on air.
These are my confessions.
All right. Yesterday, the New York Yankees owner, or you know, kind of was the president of operations, whatever, Hal Steinbrenner was talking, and he acknowledged something about the league, and that is that, quote, it's difficult for most of us owners to be able to do the kind of things that they're doing, speaking about the Los Angeles Dodgers and the amount of money that they are just throwing.
Yeah.
At their roster, said, quote, we'll see if it pays off. They still have to have a season relatively injury free for it to work out for them. And it's a long season. And you know, and once you get to the postseason, anything can happen. We've seen that time and time again, close quote. So again, that is Hal Steinbrenner, son of Big George Steinbrenner, owner of the New York Yankees, saying, I don't know. We just don't got the money. We just don't got the money for to keep up with the Dodgers. And I got to confess, I understand what he means. However, George Steinbrenner got to be rolling in his grave.
Yes.
Got to be rolling in his grave that his son Hal is out here talking like a broke boy.
Poor Yankees.
And acting like a broke boy. They got outbid for Juan Soto, and then mere months later, he's like, we just can't compete with
poor
the Dodgers.
Yankees. And by the way, the Dodgers beat your ass in the World Series.
We just can't compete with the Dodgers.
And they doubling down.
They just can't compete with, you know, those big market teams.
That's right.
Poor Yankees.
And I guess I do understand it to some degree because, look, the Yankees ownership, that's what they do. Like, in a way, it's kind of mom and pop. Like,
but it's not what they've been.
Right. No, I know what you mean. But when I say that's what they do, like, this is their business, right? And in the world of sports, especially sports are getting more and more expensive to where the owners of sports need to have so much money in order to do this at the level that it feels is necessary. And so, if in my feeling, actually, you should probably, like, your business, you better have a business outside of this sports thing that really funds what you're doing.
But it's the Yankees.
And the teams that the business is the sports team, they're not going to be able to get to those same levels. However, again, that was the whole ethos, is the Yankees are the Death Star. The Yankees got all the money in the world, and we not going to get outbid, and we're going to be able to throw our weight around.
Yeah.
And like, they just got outbid, and they're out here talking about being not being the weightiest in the land. Yeah. You sound like some suckers.
I totally get it when it comes to the Dodgers and what they doing. I think everybody is kind of sitting around to see how this season going to go, because if it crashed, then it's going to be like, yep, see, that's what they get.
Well, but I do think
you got outbidded by the Mets, man.
By the Mets, too.
Yeah, one of your best players went to the Mets.
Yes, it's ridiculous. You know,
that's embarrassing.
You know, Yankees fans and New York fans are just torching him for that comment. But the comment that made me roll my eyes the most was when he said, yeah, they might have injuries. Come on.
Man.
They're going for it.
Yeah.
Everybody. Hell, the Yankees had injuries last year.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of derailed their season for a while.
I wouldn't use that as an excuse.
You know, they might have injuries. Oh, get out of here with
that. That sounds like hope.
Get out of here.
But I mean, he's not wrong, right? Like, they do need
injuries. But everybody could have injuries.
That's right.
Everybody.
I think that's the point he was saying, is like, oh, well, you know, this trying to do all the spending doesn't necessarily work, which, again.
But I mean, they're still going for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, if I was him, I think that you probably lay low on this, right? And maybe he has to do this in order to make it seem like he doesn't like it. I actually think that the owners in some ways do like this in a roundabout way, because what this is going to bring about is that all the owners going to look around and be like, see?
Yeah.
It's untenable because this one team is literally just outspending everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we need is a salary cap. Like, I think that this is how they backdoor salary cap.
Maybe.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions. So Howie Long, who was on Fox, I think he brought up the whole, I think it was before the Commanders game, the Commanders-Eagles game, and he was talking about how there are only five NFL teams that wouldn't trade their QB for Jaden Daniels.
I saw that.
And so the teams he had on there, the Ravens, Bills, Bengals, Chiefs, and Chargers.
So he's talking about Lamar?
Lamar, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. This is my confession right here. Because I kind of made it low. I think
Justin
I asked.
Justin Herbert, huh?
I asked it on social media. I'm like, would you trade C.J. Stroud for Jaden Daniels? Mm-hmm. A lot of people said no. My confession is I wouldn't do it. But I would think about it. I would consider it.
Oh, I think
it.
You have to.
I would think about it. It's not a hell no. Yeah. Like, are you crazy? No, no. This is a stupid question.
Sure.
I would consider it. I would stick with C.J. Stroud, though, because I feel like he still got something to prove. I think he'd be good. I think he'd be a top five quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
But I would consider it, man.
I mean, I'm with you.
Did you see Jaden Daniels' numbers?
Well, I'm with you. And remember, just last year, at this very time, we were talking about, boy, C.J. Stroud probably had the greatest rookie season a quarterback's ever had. Well, you know who topped it?
And that lasted for a season.
You know who topped it?
So this brother had 43, almost 4,400 yards passing, over 1,000 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Most TDs by a rookie ever.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he got to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I think it's something to think about.
Oh, I don't think
like,
you're wrong.
I wouldn't trade CJ. I'm good with CJ right now. But I would consider it. And Justin Herbert, I would consider that too.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put him on that list. I would consider trading that.
Yeah, I thought it was a good question that was asked this morning to Sean and Seth. The idea of like outside, like if you just were talking about the play, would C.J. Stroud, like from what you've seen, would you be comfortable with him? Like, or has he earned the right to like get that max contract? And just like off the play, you probably do need to see one more of those seasons like that first year.
Yeah.
That confirms it. But he's going to be here. Like,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Off the reality of it, he's going to be here.
Yeah. These are my confessions. All right. I think you all know how I feel about all-star games in every major sport.
Then you're a huge fan and you watch all of them.
I am not a fan and I really don't watch them.
Okay. Sorry.
But I realized something this morning and that's my confession. There's something about the NBA All-Star Weekend that's kind of intriguing me. I might have to just tap in on it.
Okay.
And it's not the dunk contest because that's been so watered down and all that stuff. I'm kind of in on this Futures thing, man.
The Rising Stars
The
challenge?
Rising Stars. I'm looking at the rosters. I was looking at them. I'm like, huh. I mean, you can go all the way down. Obviously, Amen.
Shout out to Amen Thompson.
Is going to be
there. Who is clearly a rising star.
Wembanyama. I mean, Zach Edey kind of intrigues me. Dalton Kinect kind of intrigues me. I might tap in a little bit on some of these rising stars events.
You think we'll get to a point where that's more, I don't want to say more watched.
Hell, we might be there.
But get to a point where we kind of more excited about that game more than the actual All-Star game. I ain't going to say it's going to be the most watched and all that stuff. But
the
like,
All-Star game itself is just, the reason they're changing it, it turned into a joke. It was a joke.
But the people that... You realize in order to be tapped in on the Rising Stars Challenge, you either have to have a particular dude in it or be like a basketball sicko. And I say that with all due respect, being one myself.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't like, you know what? I really need to see me some Jaime Jaquez.
Wemby?
Yeah, I'm about
Wemby,
to say
Wemby's going to be in a big game.
Wemby's in this too.
But I'm saying, like, if you're like, I need to see Wemby, you're not like, I need to see Wemby in the Rising Stars Challenge. You would just watch the All-Star game. And then again, how much are people actually watching the All-Star game?
Yeah.
And by the way, the All-Star game format that everybody's kind of sick about, that they think is kind of hokey, which I'm not going to deny that it is kind of hokey, they started that here on this level. You're going to have that same format where you have four different teams and they do a little round-robin tournament to get the winner, who will then, I think, play in that tournament that the NBA All-Stars are having.
You're giving me a headache.
I'm just trying to explain. It's a joke. And, I love the NBA, but it's all a joke. This kind of intrigues me, though, and I think because a lot of people like to see the young guy, the potential, the rising star,
I hear you. I don't fully believe you, but I hear you. I do.
I think I'm more tapped in than I would have been in the past, though.
Now, what you're probably going to be tapped in, and I don't know that they've announced it officially, but there's speculation that what's going to happen, like we saw last year with the three-point competition, the little one that they did between Steph and Sabrina Ionescu, is that they might expand that to where they'll do a two-on-two, which is Steph and Klay, or something between Steph, Klay, and Sabrina Ionescu and Caitlin Clark. Which I imagine that'll get some eyeballs.
That definitely gets some numbers. Yeah. With those names,
So we're not sure exactly what's happening, but we're fast approaching on All-Star Weekend. I think that's a couple of weeks from
now. 2 weeks, I think.
And you will see Amen Thompson. Rockets will be represented in this Rising Stars Challenge. And I imagine, I think actually it might be tomorrow that we're going to get the reserves of the All-Star starter or of the All-Star team. I think that Alperen Şengün should get the nod there.
I was going to say real quick, I'm not trying to be funny, but who is in the dunk contest this year?
Oh, it's a lot of young boys. And
what's his name that won it last year is in
Mac
it?
Mac McClung, obviously, is going to defend his
what
title.
What team is he on now? Is he still with So he's on no team
he's
at all.
He's a G Leaguer.
Yeah. But they got to bring him up, right? Do they got to bring him up to a team?
Is it
because that's what Philly did. Philly, they brung him up just for the All-Star game.
I don't know that anybody.
He's going to wear their jersey.
Oh, apparently he's with the Orlando Magic as a two-way player.
Stephon Castle is going to be interesting.
Yeah, Stephon Castle. Yeah. He's been a very fun rookie.
Yeah.
That's a name to know if you have not known about that. All right, coming up next, clearly there's been a lot of ref talk around these Kansas City Chiefs. Are we ever going to see a time in sports without ref scandal again? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.